This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing amazing today and your week is off to a beautiful start. This goes without saying, but thanks boo for tuning in. If you are new to the party, welcome. My name is Ashley. Some people call me Ash and I don't know how you found the show, but super happy that you did. If you've been loving it so far, please leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you are currently tuning in on. This really helps the show. But more importantly, I just like to hear from you guys and hear your thoughts and what you get from each episode. I am so grateful and blessed and honored that you take the time each week to listen, for real. So thank you, boo. Also, not sure if you missed it, but we do have a Slay Girl Slay podcast hotline. I've already been getting some of your voicemails, and I can't wait to answer some of your questions on a future podcast episode. But call me, boo. The number is 213-973-7698, and leave me a message with any question that you want answered on the show. It can be about friendships, it can be about your job or your family, whatever you want to talk about, okay? So again, that number is 213-973-7698, and leave me a message. Okay, so I was at a family function not too long ago, and I was talking with a cousin of mine, great guy, really sweet, and we're chopping it up, and he's like, Ash, how's the podcast thing going? I said, it's great, about to enter our sixth season of the show, really grateful for it. And he goes, yeah, that's dope. You know, I checked out some of the episodes, and I was thinking you can really shine. And you can really pop off and make the real money if you do what some of the other podcasts are doing. So I said, oh, what other podcast do you mean? And he goes, well, you should have guests on your show and, you know, y'all need to be on YouTube and I don't know, do what y'all girls do. Talk about us men and maybe drink y'all some wine or something, smoke y'all a little something and vibe out. Like drink champs. So I said, oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the feedback and definitely something I will look into. And thank you for taking some time to listen. I'm thinking the conversation is over. He then goes, yeah, you know, get you some real sponsors and start doing stuff like that. You know, hop on that wave. You can be big. You can go on tour, you know, sell out all over the U.S., make some real money. You can be famous. So I just nodded my head, thanked him again. And y'all, he kept going. He goes, yeah. And them little numbers you're hitting now, that 3 mil can be like 30 mil. You know what I mean? This stuff you're doing now is small compared to what you can really be out here doing. God bless family, y'all, because no one on this earth will humble you like family do, okay? Went home, booked me a little therapy session because I felt like it was needed at that point. But y'all, I know he meant no harm and it came from a place of love. But that's why I say all the time, you have to have discernment in who you speak to about your personal stuff. What you tell people about your life and your business, because whether it's coming from a place of love or not, someone can say something to you and you may be in a season where you really don't need to hear it. You know, if I had just been starting out and I heard that, I would have been like, you know, he's right. Let me switch it up and do what everyone else is doing. Or, you know what? I can't reach 1 million, let alone 30. Let me quit before I even get ahead of myself. And a seed you planted never gets watered, all because of what someone else said. But that's another podcast. Thankfully, this isn't my first rodeo. And thankfully, I've had some tough practice with family and friends sharing their opinion about my life, my show, my business, and my decisions. So when I say I was grateful for his feedback, I was. Instead of being offended, I was grateful that he even took the time to listen. But y'all, I did go home and I was in my head because no, I'm not where everyone else is right now. I don't have all the sold out tours and the accolades and the hype, but I'm really, really proud of where I am. It took me a while to get here, but I'm so proud to sit in a room with my family and not be shy about me and what I do. It makes me genuinely happy to know that there was at least one episode that made your day or your week or your life better. But I got home and I started second guessing myself and second guessing the process. And I'm like, well, dang, I am in my sixth season. I should be on tour. I should have this and I should have that. And when I allowed myself to get in that headspace, then I started comparing myself against other people, comparing my show to all of the billions of other shows out there, which is something I rarely allow myself to do. I started to resent myself and be disappointed in me for all the things that I am not. Instead of celebrating myself and patting myself on the back and loving on me for all the things that I currently am. It is that easy, sis. You can be having a conversation with someone you care about, reading something, watching something or someone online, and because your lemonade don't squeeze like theirs, your stuff isn't popping off like theirs. Your life doesn't look like theirs. You get mad at yourself. You're disappointed in yourself because your podcast, your channel, your job, your bank account, your family, your life doesn't look how you think it's supposed to look. And so then you go back to the drawing board. And you start changing your formula and you start changing how you do things and how you move and you hop on the wave that everyone else is on and your eyes are always on them, what they did, how they did it better, and never just on you, never on how you want to do it, never on what you think will make it great or look good or sound good. Just always watching them, but never focused on just you. Let me tell you something I learned. Focus is a practice, sis. It's like a muscle, and you have to keep training it over and over and over again to get the results that you want to get. But if your focus is on you, your focus is on what you're putting out in the world and your job and how you show up in those rooms or at those tables that you sit at, I promise you, sis, you could care less what everybody else is doing. When you focus on your healing and your growth, and you stop checking that person's page to see what they're doing and where they're going and who they're going with, I promise you, sis, you will care less. I woke up the next morning and I was sitting on my bed like, girl, stay focused. You trying to do your thing or are you trying to do theirs? You trying to be you or are you trying to be like them? Are you the host of the Slay Girl Slay podcast, or are you hosting Drink Champs? Also, no shade to Drink Champs, by the way. I've watched the B2K episode and the Issa Rae episode twice, all right? But you get what I'm saying, sis. Wherever you are in your life right now is where you are supposed to be, doing what you do, learning what you're learning, creating what you're creating. And no, you may not be popping like you want to be yet. You may not have all the sales yet, or the downloads, or the setup, or the team, or the resources, but right now, it is what it is. And it's going to be what it is intended to be. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are all dealing with something that stresses us out. It can be big things and even the smallest of things. And if we keep them bottled up and not talk about them in a safe space, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe space to get things off of your chest and to identify what's really weighing you down and how to fix it. I've always been a very big advocate for therapy. And if you are personally thinking of giving therapy a try, I think you should try BetterHelp. Everything is done online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. It is that simple. Something I learned during a therapy session is no matter how big or small the situation is, if it bothers you, it matters. And sitting down talking about my issues, big or small, helps me figure out how to work through them. Get things off of your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/slay today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/slay for 10% off your first month. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. We live in a time where being viral and having K next to our likes when we post on social media and having a brand or some sort of platform is the norm, right? And we can post something on TikTok today, and by tomorrow, 30,000 people could have seen it. And it's amazing to have that kind of access no matter what you're out there doing. But I think it's also teaching us, with every swipe, with every tap, and with every comment, that we need to be recognized. And I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, but what I'm saying is it's building our ego. And the more we post and engage, the more people like us, the stronger our ego gets. And I think it's hard for us, myself first and foremost, to create new things and chase new dreams and be the first in our families to do things, because we don't get that recognition that we think we need. Because let's be real with each other. Sometimes we do want that pat on the back, right? We do want to be recognized and celebrated. We do want to be featured on That Girl's Podcast, sharing our story, We do want the sponsors or the downloads or the likes. We do want people to share about us on social media. We want to be the words on everybody's mouth. And when you're creating something, selling something, providing a service, whatever, you don't get that type of validation all the time. So you stop going for it and you don't push as hard for it because now your value is in your ego instead of your purpose. And I'm not checking you today, I promise, because I have to always keep asking myself, Ashley, do you want that? Because you genuinely want it, because it will genuinely help someone else, or is it your ego? Do you really have something valuable to say, or are you just mad because they didn't pick you for that panel at that conference, or they didn't talk about you in that article? You know what I'm saying? Ego is me. Purpose is you. And in the back of my mind, I have to always ask myself, do I want this for me, or do I want this for you? Me changing my formula, getting on the wave, doing it how everybody else is doing it so I can be famous, so I can be big, so I can be hype. Is it helping me or is it helping you? As you continue to build, sis, whatever you're working on or whatever you're working towards or you're doing, are you continuing to serve others? Or are you serving yourself as you grow? Because you will grow. Just because you don't have it now doesn't mean it's not yours. But as you grow, as your business grows, as your purpose grows, are you in it for the accolades, the likes, the K or the M after your follower count, the big checks, the hype, the fame? Is that why you do what you do? Or is it for that girl from your city that needed to see you be you so she could dream big and go be her? Is it for your kids to see their mama be the leader that she is, the boss that she is, the woman that she is, so that they can grow up and know that there is no mountain that they are not equal to? Is it because maybe the things that you say or how you choose to live your life or what you choose to share can inspire the next person to change what she says, change what she thinks, change how she lives? I promise you, a K or an M, being the best this or the best that, is nothing compared to how you make people feel when they see you out here doing what you said you wanted to do. And if you do it right, sis, and you stay focused on you, and you keep going, and you keep praying, you won't have to worry about who knows your name. You won't have to worry about a bag. You won't have to worry about the accolades and who knows you or whatever. Mark my words. But for now, sis, stay focused, because it is what it is, and it's going to be exactly what it's going to be. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network, with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.